local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, y'all hear that? Now listen, you hear that? No, you don't, because your air conditioner is shut off. 67 as we get started on this Tuesday morning. More from Doc coming up right now. Traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Tongues Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers telling us clear road, great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from Spanish Fort, Daphne, Malbus, and Loxley and I-10. We've had light traffic on the way in. October 31st through November 2nd, it's the Lee Fields Classic at Mobile International Speedway. Double features Friday and Saturday night. Wing Sprint cars. Also, the Rawls Asphalt Pro Truck 77 and the Demolition Derby. See them at MobileSpeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Plus, your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for clearing skies across the Gulf Coast today. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dolphin Street in Mobile.
Hey, this is Chuck McKay. After a tough year of chemo last year, I was having issues with sleep, my energy level, and aches and pains that just would not get better, even with medication. I heard friends say CBD had helped them with similar issues and thought, I need to at least try this stuff. I knew Joe Brown had opened Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, so I skeptically went to see if CBD could help me. I felt hope as soon as Joe started talking. He asked what I was experiencing, carefully explained how CBD works with the body, then suggested Your CBD store products and dosage that had worked for his other customers. I started that day, and within days, I was sleeping again, and my body and just life felt good again. Listen, if you suffer from pain or anxiety, please see Joe at your CBD store of West Mobile. Don't let skepticism of CBD keep you from feeling better another day. And please, shop local. It helps us all.
Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot.
All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, 67, as that front has moved on through, cooling and clearer today. More from Dr. Bill coming up at around 6:35. Plus, I think one of my favorite stories of the day, pork chops lead to fisticuffs.
Oh, no.
Somebody put the pork chop on somebody over a pork chop.
Not the first time.
Pork chops in the news. That's on the way. Plus, we'll get to look at sports coming up with Dalton in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A report of a break-in into cars and homes ends with the man being tased by Mobile police and in the hospital in critical condition. According to authorities, officers responded to Old Pascagoula Road and Johnson Road Monday afternoon. The suspect, who is not being identified at this hour, police say that suspect was trying to break into a home and the homeowner was present. Once he saw the homeowner, he ran. After resisting arrest, officers tased the man multiple times in order, they say, to get the situation under control. And after a brief struggle, police were able to subdue him. The man eventually went into cardiac arrest. He was transported to the hospital in critical condition. This investigation is ongoing. Happening right now, the third motorcycle fatality in less than 1 week is being reported and investigated. That investigation is being led by the Alabama State Troopers. Here's what we know. 63-year-old Thomas Hyde of Theodore was traveling east on Half Mile Road when his minivan hit a motorcycle. On that motorcycle was 26-year-old Jared Wampler of Theodore as well. This happened at the intersection of Paget Switch Road Sunday just before 5 p.m. Now, Hyde suffered no reported injuries, but Wampler was pronounced dead at the scene. This is the third motorcycle fatality in South Alabama in the past 4 days. The others were across the bay in Baldwin County. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them, like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did-I-remember-to-lock-up hat. Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more, which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Escambia County grand jury is looking into the Tymar Crawford case. He's the man who was shot and killed by a Pensacola police officer last July. Detective Trevor Seaman shot and killed Crawford outside a home on Brainerd Street. Earlier this month, the department fired Seaman for violating the use of its deadly force policy. The grand jury will now decide whether he will face criminal charges. If you live in Daphne, you'll have to find a new spot to take your recycling. City Council voted last night to close the city's drop-off site. Home pickup may also change from every week to once every 2 weeks. City leaders will meet next month to discuss that. A woman is accused of hitting a man in the head with a hammer several times. The pair fighting over pork chops. This happened in Escambia County, Florida. The victim told deputies that she got into an argument with Jessica Hardy over dinner. During that fight, the victim says Hardy hit him in the head and eye with a hammer. Hardy has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. She's now in the Escambia County Jail this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Do you feel like the yard work just never ends? Husqvarna's robotic 450X auto mower gives you a better looking lawn with less effort. The Husqvarna auto mower maneuvers around your lawn without supervision, even over tricky terrain and around obstacles. And it knows when it needs power and directs itself back to the charging station. With convenient control options, the Husqvarna auto mower allows you to set it and forget it, even from your smartphone. The smartphone safety and anti-theft features alert you if the Husqvarna auto mower is ever compromised or taken outside the designated perimeter. It also sends a GPS tracking signal in cases of theft. Thanks to Husqvarna, you can have a worry-free, great-looking lawn and more time for activities you really enjoy. Visit Robertsdale Power Equipment today to see how they can help you with all your lawn and garden needs. Highway 59 in Robertsdale, right at the split next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and visit online at robertsdalepower.com. Husqvarna, ready when you are.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
The Patriots shut out the Jets. A former Georgia coach suffers a heart attack. And Auburn basketball ranked in the top 25. 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The New England Patriots defense completely shut down the New York Jets on Monday Night Football in a 33-0 win in New York. The Patriots defense intercepted Jets quarterback Sam Darnold 4 times, recovered a sack fumble, and earned a safety. When Darnold fumbled and was forced to knock the ball out of the back of the end zone, Darnold was mic'd up for the TV broadcast and at one point said he was seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
That's not good. And you already said they're going to keep bringing it. I would too.
Yeah. Nope. And they are.
Seeing ghosts, not good for a quarterback.
Seeing ghosts.
He couldn't. He was so frightened out there by the New England defense. He said he was seeing ghosts and just throwing the ball up for anyone to grab.
By the way, a story coming up today. 45% of Americans believe in ghosts.
Oh, well, so does he.
There you go.
That checks out. Patriots are now 7-0 for the third time in team history, and they're so good on both sides of the ball. They have the largest point differential through the first seven games in the Super Bowl era at plus 175. The defense has allowed only 48 points this season with two road shutouts after last night's game. On the offensive side of the ball, Tom Brady threw a touchdown pass to Philip Dorsett, and Sony Michel ran for three scores. Next up, the Patriots will look to stay undefeated when they host Cleveland next Sunday, while the 1-5 Jets go on the road to play Jacksonville. In college football news, former Georgia Bulldogs and Miami Hurricanes head coach Mark Richt suffered a heart attack early yesterday morning. Richt, who's now an analyst for the ACC Network and ESPN, announced the news on his own Twitter feed and said that he plans to return to work later this week. Also said something about giving up cheese. Richt spent 15 seasons as Georgia's head coach. He went 145-51 with two SEC championships and five division titles. He retired as Miami's coach in December after going 26-13 in three seasons at his alma mater. The college basketball season starts on November the 5th. Yesterday, the Associated Press released their annual preseason top 25 rankings. Michigan State Spartans come in at the top of the rankings for the first time in program history. They were the top choice in 60 of 65 ballots. Kentucky's the top-ranked SEC team to begin the season at number two. They received two first-place votes, followed by Kansas at number three. Duke was fourth, followed by Louisville, Florida, Maryland, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Villanova to round out the top 10. There are four SEC teams in the top 25, tied with the ACC and the Big Ten. LSU comes in at number 22, and the Auburn Tigers at number 24. The Tigers went 30-10 last season, made the program's first ever appearance in the Final Four. This year, Auburn must replace an outstanding backcourt with guards Jared Harper and Bryce Brown both leaving for the NBA. They'll also be without Chuma Okeke, who was a first-round pick in this year's NBA draft. The Tigers will open the season with a November 5th home game versus Georgia Southern. The NBA regular season begins tonight with two games. First, the New Orleans Pelicans play at the defending champion Toronto Raptors at 7 o'clock, followed by the LA Lakers and Clippers at 9:30. Pelicans will be without their top draft pick for tonight and the foreseeable future. The team announced yesterday that Zion Williamson had arthroscopic surgery on his right knee to repair a torn meniscus. He's expected to miss 6 to 8 weeks. That's about 20 games of the 82-game schedule if he only misses 6 weeks. 619 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
By the way, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
It was a long trip.
Yes, but you had, you might have had bad news in the college world. You had good news in the pro world.
Yep.
Your pro team won.
Outstanding game on Sunday between the Titans and the Chargers. And I was there.
Yeah, so you got that. You got your Tennessee sports in over the weekend.
I sure did.
All right, good deal. 620, coming right back.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for clearing skies across the Gulf Coast today. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Storm season is here, and it's time to review your personal homeowner's coverage. Set a coverage review appointment with the Craig Smith Agency today. Nothing is as important as having the proper coverage when your family needs it. The fully licensed professionals at the Craig Smith Agency will shop several A-rated companies for the best rates to meet your needs and offer plenty of options on your wind deductibles. Call 626-2500 today or visit the new office location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. We've had a good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne and Spanish Fort to downtown Mobile. To 1065 split looks good as well. From Airport, Old Shell, Spring Hill, and Moffitt 65, no delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Nothing scary here. Come see singing spiders and dancing scarecrows at Thriller Nights of Lights of Mobile at Hank Aaron Stadium. The lights even look better in the rain. $7 per person. Kids 3 and under are free. Now through Halloween from 7 to 10 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. So I'll give you more details as we go forward through the day. But I mentioned it yesterday, just briefly. November 21st, that's a Thursday night, y'all. And we're the reason I can't give you concrete, the concrete's not set up on this because we still have, I think, 10 days for qualifying for AL1. Republican primary, you got a Democrat. I think they're going to have they have more than one candidate in Democrat side, but we know we have more than one in the Republican side, and we're getting them to debate, as many of them that will do it with us. So along with the Mobile County Republican Party, we're putting on the AL1 Congressional Debate November 21st in Chickasaw at the J.C. Davis Auditorium. More details to come. We're going to try to party this up. You know, like we're talking to people out there the other day, and some good people working on it. They said, what kind of snacks and stuff? I said, don't leave me in charge of the refreshment stuff. I'll do the broadcast stuff. Y'all do the refreshment stuff. But we are going to air that debate right here on FM Talk 106.5. Plus, we invite you to come in person and be at that debate. When we have the concrete names that will be there at the debate, we will release it. But that is November 21st in Chickasaw, starting, I think, at 6. We'll do like about a half an hour of pregame, and then we'll launch into a debate, probably a one-hour format there, and then a 30-minute post-show as well. So that's Thursday, November 21st. Not only you can see it in person, we will broadcast it here and also on our Facebook page.
Man, that's going to be good, and it's going to be a good time.
And I still don't know about the refreshments. They asked me, what do you think we should have for refreshments? So I had this look. I had just gone through a bunch of discussion about debate format and how I was miking things up and podiums and how I was going to mix that sound down to go back to the station. Then they said, what do you think about refreshments? I said, I don't. Don't know. So
y'all just set up a water jug in the corner.
That's right. I'm not the host. I'm not a real good host on that. So they're going to work on it. But yeah, details to come. It's real exciting news, and we'll talk more about it. All right, 6:25. Kelly's got more headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile police are inviting you to let them know how you feel and issues which are important to you in the community and when it comes to your safety. Tonight, the Mobile Police Department Guardian Initiative presents Color. It's a town hall meeting designed to create open lanes of understanding and respect between police and the community. So the public is invited to the town hall, which is from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Murphy High School inside the auditorium. High school is located at 100 South Carlin Street. Your feedback will be used to evaluate and improve police community relations. There will be a panel discussion to include the chief of police, representatives from the city, media, medical professionals, and USA. The event is free and open to the public. A recall is in effect for popular Walmart food items, as 6,400 pounds of recalled products are being recalled over concerns that packages are tainted with salmonella. Those packages include 24.92-ounce packages containing great value, fully cooked original pork sausage patties with use-by date of October 16th, and 24.92-ounce packages containing great value, fully cooked original breakfast turkey patties with use-by date of October 24th. And then there's the 35.6-ounce packages containing family-size, great value, fully cooked original pork sausage patties with use-by date of November the 3rd. So the products bear establishment number EST-M2206T or P2260T. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide, and the USDA says that these products were produced April 18th, April 27th, May 7th, and May 9th. No confirmed reports of adverse reactions have been reported, but if you have these products, discard them immediately and see a medical professional if you're feeling ill with diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and fever as these symptoms surface within 12 to 72 hours after eating. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, from the crime blotter here, the headline from our news partners at WKRG. Woman accused of hitting man with hammer after fight about pork chops. Dateline Pensacola, Florida. Pensacola woman arrested Sunday after deputies say an argument about pork chops turned violent. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office arrest report says Jessica Danielle Hardy, 32, hit a man in the head with a hammer after they got into, quote, a verbal argument over pork chops, end quote. Man told deputies Hardy hit him in the head and face more than once. The deputies say they observed swelling in the man's head, eye, and lip. Man's top lip was also cut. Hardy charged on aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. She's being held on a $5,000 bond.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Authorities need your help identifying an SUV involved in two hit-and-runs in Florida last week. It's a maroon older model Ford Expedition. The Florida Highway Patrol says on October 16th, it caused two collisions and left the scene. One happened near Lillian Highway and Joaquin Road, the other near Muldoon Road and Softly Field Road. The SUV has an Alabama license plate, but it's not registered to that vehicle. We expect to get an update later today on a man who was hospitalized after being tased by Mobile police. It happened after the man was caught breaking into homes and cars near Johnson Road in Plantation Oaks. The suspect was spotted by police on Old Pascagoula Road. When officers tried to arrest him, the suspect resisted and he was tased. Police said he went into cardiac arrest. The man was taken to a hospital listed in critical condition. Crime Stoppers in Jefferson County say they have received hundreds of tips in the abduction of Camille Cupcake McKinney. The three-year-old was abducted from a birthday party 10 days ago. Now investigators are asking the public for more specific information like addresses or tag numbers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Boomtown and Hollywood Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action and the best prop bets in town. So grab the crew and place your bets at the sportsbooks at Boomtown Casino Biloxi and Hollywood Casino Gulf Coast. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696. Sports betting is legal in Mississippi and not in Louisiana or Alabama.
Dispatch, medevac air transport to I-90. Car on fire. Unknown casualty.
When minutes matter, and the ER is too far away, air emergency care could save your life. But insurance companies don't count your minutes. They count your money. Tell your member of Congress to fight the insurance companies.
Paid for by Alliance for Access to Critical Care.
U.S. troops leaving Syria and heading to neighboring Iraq do not have permission to stay in the country. That warning just issued by Iraq's military as American forces continue to pull out of northern Syria, the ceasefire period after Turkey's invasion coming to an end. For the second time this year, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has failed to form a government. And Oren Lieberman reports from Jerusalem that opens the door for his main rival, Benny Gantz, to try.
He suffered a major blow in the second consecutive failure to put together a government. And for the first time in more than a decade, it will be somebody else who has a chance to put together a government and somebody else who has a chance to be prime minister.
Members of Congress are set to hear directly today from the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine who was drawn into the Trump administration effort to leverage U.S. military aid for that country. William Taylor is scheduled to testify behind closed doors. U.S. stock futures are up a tiny fraction this morning in pre-market trading. I'm Michael Toscano.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. State attorneys general and federal investigators have gathered with public policy and antitrust experts to explore the legal grounds on which they could build an antitrust case against social media giant Facebook. The Wall Street Journal says New York Attorney General Letitia James, who has emerged as a lead figure in investigations of Facebook by more than 40 attorneys general, organized the event at her office. Representatives of at least 10 state attorneys general attended the meeting. Ford plans to increase investment in autonomous vehicle development beyond an earlier forecast, and the automaker stands by its goal of introducing a commercial service in 2021. Ford says it will spend more than the $4 billion over 4 years through 2023 that it forecast last year but didn't provide a new figure. Ford plans a driverless car service in Miami, Washington, D.C., and Austin. Crude oil up 29 cents at $53.80 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures little changed. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Jeff Gooden, and I treat pain with Salonpas. That's because practicing good medicine is my responsibility as a doctor. For back or joint pain, I agree with CDC guidance that recommends using topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Patch Large. Salonpas is powerful, FDA-approved to relieve debilitating moderate pain, yet non-addictive and gentle on the body. Look for the green Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
A pretty solid soaker yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I picked up a 1.05, a little over an inch of rain out of the airport, and bringing us now to, over 3 inches so far for the month. And but we should have clearing skies today. The frontal system has moved through slowly, and it's now over the Florida Panhandle, and so we should see clearing skies this morning, and this afternoon should have plenty of sunshine with temperatures in the mid-70s, so should be rather comfortable. Tonight, we're going to cool down quite a bit. With clear skies, I expect a low tonight of about 48 degrees, so a little bit chilly tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, another really nice day, sunny and pleasant. I expect a high tomorrow of about 72 with a low humidity and the wind out of the northeast. So a very comfortable day. Tomorrow night, we'll cool down again. Looks like readings around 50 to 52 degrees for tomorrow night. And then on Thursday, we'll have some sunshine in the morning, but clouds will build in the afternoon with a slight chance of a shower, and then a good chance for shower activity Thursday night.
All right. So, although October, I mean, you look at it, rainfall totals, this is usually our driest month, right?
Yeah, it usually is. And, of course, we went through this terrific drought through September. So we had our October about a month early for the month of September. So, but it looks like, you know, we're going to see some more rain coming into the end of the week. As I mentioned, it's going to cloud up on Thursday, and then good chance Thursday night and Friday as another cold front comes in. That front will not move through very fast. So Saturday we'll see some showers, and then Sunday looks like the best day with fewer showers. Temperatures on Saturday, low 70s, upper 70s on Sunday. So looks like 70s will be the highs then for the weekend.
Okay, have we just generally, in a kind of a macro sense, have we turned the corner and gotten into more seasonable temps? I mean, I don't hear any 80s in your forecast or upper 80s. Are those gone?
Yeah, we've turned the corner. We could sneak back up into the low 80s or maybe briefly, but we're getting now what should be normal. Normal high temperature this time of the year is 78 degrees. So we could still see some readings get into the low 80s.
All right, Dr. Bill, what about the tropics?
So far we're looking good. There's still a couple of tropical waves out in the Atlantic, one about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast, and another one right on the African coast. But this time of the year, things begin to cool down a bit out in the Atlantic. So but still a couple of waves out there and a rather small one in the Western Caribbean, but nothing developing at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Also on the way, now the scientists, the statisticians, the surveyors have come up with what's important. The U.S. states that rock the hardest rankings. So who rocks hardest state by state? We'll give you that lineup and the methodology they use to figure out which states rock.
I can't tell you how long I've been waiting for a list like this.
See, this is my kind of list. That's on the way. Plus, yes, people asked wanted more information on the pork chop story. I don't know what to tell you other than it was, well, here, okay, our buddy Peter Albrecht from News 5 will tell us more. Okay, here we go. Yeah. So here it is. Here's the audio.
Hitting a man in the head.
Well, now we lose it.
A woman is accused of hitting a man in the head several times with a hammer after an argument over pork chops. Can't make it up. News 5's Cody Long has more from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
Deputies here were called to a home Sunday night to find the victim sitting on the front porch, and he said that he had just gotten into an argument with 32-year-old Jessica Hardy, and it was all apparently over pork chops. He says they were both screaming at each other. Then he says she hit him on the left side of his head with a hammer. Then she hit him again in the eye and the lip. Deputies found the man with several injuries, matching what he had told investigators, and there was a witness there who told the same story. Hardy's account of what happened was redacted from the arrest report, but it did show that Hardy said the man pinned her against the kitchen table, but she had no visible injuries, according to the sheriff's office. Hardy is charged with aggravated battery using a deadly weapon, and she is still in the Escambia County Jail with a $5,000 bond. In Pensacola, Cody Long, WKRG News 5.
Of course, I'm dying to know how good that pork chop was. I mean, I've known some pork chops that could be used as a hammer, but not a pork chop good enough to hit somebody with a hammer. Wow, must have been a heck of a pork chop. 640, be right back.
Stop envying your friend's golf cart. Visit Cart Doctor today to find a cart that fits you and your lifestyle. Cart Doctor has the brand and accessories to make your cart as individual as you are. Cart Doctor and Theodore are CartDoctor.com.
Go
good morning for the CBD America Traffic Center. We've had light traffic and accident-free conditions from Fair Oak, Daphne, and Spanish Fort. Nice ride across the Bayway all the way to the 1065 split. So far, Cottage Hill, Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65. No delays and no new wrecks in the roadways. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us tomorrow for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy fresh greens, a variety of toppings, soups, and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E. Chris Francis Tree Care. Online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook. Or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
642 FM Talk 106.5. Reminder, the details are the details. Which one do you say? I say details.
Yeah, I do details. Long E.
Yeah, so somebody who's fancy might say details.
That's certainly not me.
Yeah, neither of us. So the details for the how to win in our latest gigantic contest, Go Play Outside, almost $9,000 worth of goodies in this giveaway. One of y'all is going to win the whole thing. The details... or details on how to get registered to win. They're on our Facebook page, on our website, on our Instagram, and on our Twitter. And if you don't have any of those platforms, you know what? Send Dalton an email, send me an email, either of us, and we'll get you all the details. Right, sent to you right there on the email. It's Sean, S-E-A-N, at fmtalk1065.com and D-A-L-T-O-N at fmtalk1065.com. All right, Kelly's got headlines right now.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When it comes to leading a state, have you ever wondered who is the highest paid governor in our nation? According to a new analysis by 24/7 Wall Street, California's governor, Gavin Newsom, earns just over $201,000 a year. He is the highest paid governor. Alabama's governor, Kay Ivey, her salary ranks as 39th. Governor Ivey earns $120,395 a year. But when you factor in the cost of living, when it comes to California and their statewide cost of living is 15% higher than the national average, Alabama's is 13% lower, those numbers take on a whole new meaning. California's state taxes amount to $3,936 per capita. That's the eighth highest in the country. Alabama state tax collections are $2,137 per capita. That's the 10th lowest. So following Governor Gavin Newsom, the second highest paid governor is New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, making $200,000 a year, followed by number three, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf. He makes $194,850 a year. The Mobile Police Department wants to get unwanted prescription drugs off the streets and out of medicine cabinets. The Mobile Police Department is serving as a collection site for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration's Take Back Day. It happens this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's when you can bring your pills for disposal to police headquarters at 2460 Government Boulevard. The public is asked to scratch out all identifying information on the prescription drugs to make it unreadable. This will help to protect your identity and the privacy of personal health information. Only pills and patches are accepted. No liquids and no needles. The service is free and anonymous. No questions asked. Unused or expired prescription medications can lead to potential accidental poisoning, misuse, and overdose, which then turns into a public safety issue. According to authorities, proper disposal of unused drugs saves lives and protects the environment. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You love the outdoors. You love to hunt and fish. So do the folks at Quince Sporting Goods in Saraland. For 50 years, Quince has been outfitting hunters and fishermen in South Alabama. The outdoor specialists at Quince stock the gear that works around here. From a big selection of proven freshwater tackle to their archery sales and service, to a monster selection of guns, optics, footwear, and apparel. Get the right gear from the people that love to hunt and fish just as much as you do. Quince Sporting Goods, two lights west of I-65 on Industrial Parkway in Saraland.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Escambia County grand jury is looking into the Tymar Crawford case. He's the man who was shot and killed by a Pensacola police officer last July. Detective Trevor Seaman shot and killed Crawford outside a home on Brainerd Street. Earlier this month, the department fired Seaman for violating the use of its deadly force policy. The grand jury will now decide whether he will face criminal charges. If you live in Daphne, you'll have to find a new spot to take your recycling. City Council voted last night to close the city's drop-off site. Home pickup may also change from every week to once every 2 weeks. City leaders will meet next month to discuss that. A woman is accused of hitting a man in the head with a hammer several times. The pair fighting over pork chops. This happened in Escambia County, Florida. The victim told deputies that she got into an argument with Jessica Hardy over dinner. During that fight, the victim says Hardy hit him in the head and eye with a hammer. Hardy has been charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. She's now in the Escambia County Jail this morning. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
The Patriots shut out the Jets, a former Georgia Bulldogs coach suffers a heart attack, and Auburn basketball ranked in the top 25. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The New England Patriots defense completely shut down the Jets on Monday Night Football in a 33-0 win in New York last night. Patriots defense intercepted Jets quarterback Sam Darnold four times, recovered a sack fumble, and earned a safety when Darnold fumbled and was forced to knock the ball out of the back of the end zone. Darnold was mic'd up for the TV broadcast on ESPN and at one point said he was seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
That's not good. And you already said they're going to keep bringing it. I would too.
No, and they are.
I think I told you wrong earlier. Seeing ghosts, that's when they're dropping back to pass.
Yeah.
And they think someone's about to hit them. Someone's coming around the edge.
Yes.
And there's actually no one there. That's when you're seeing ghosts and getting rid of the ball too quickly.
That's when linebackers have done their job.
That's exactly right. Patriots now 7-0 for the third time in team history, and they're so good on both sides of the ball that they have the largest point differential through the first seven games in the Super Bowl era at plus 175. That means their offense has scored 175 more points than their defense has allowed. Defense has allowed only 48 points this season with two road shutouts after last night's game. On the offensive side of the ball, Tom Brady threw a touchdown pass to Philip Dorsett, and Sonny Michel ran for three scores. And just in this morning, Patriots traded for Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Mohamed Sanu. So their receiver core is getting an upgrade after starting the season 7-0. Next up, they'll look to stay undefeated when they host Cleveland next Sunday, while the 1-5 Jets go on the road to play Jacksonville. In college football news, former Georgia Bulldogs and Miami Hurricanes head coach Mark Richt suffered a heart attack early yesterday morning. Richt, who's now an analyst for the ACC Network and ESPN, announced the news on his own Twitter feed. He said that he plans to return to work later this week. He also tweeted that he's giving up cheese. Rick spent 15 seasons as Georgia's head coach, went 145-51 with two SEC championships and five division titles. He retired as Miami's coach in December after going 26-13 in three seasons at his alma mater. The college basketball season starts November 5th. Yesterday, the Associated Press released their annual preseason top 25 rankings. The Michigan State Spartans come in at the top of those rankings for the first time in program history. They were the top choice in 60 of 65 ballots. Kentucky's the top-ranked SEC team to begin the year at number two. They received two first-place votes, followed by Kansas at number three. Jayhawks received three first-place votes. Duke was fourth, followed by Louisville, Florida, Maryland, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Villanova rounds out the top 10. There are four SEC teams in the top 25, tied with the ACC and the Big Ten. LSU comes in at number 22 and the Auburn Tigers at number 24. The Tigers went 30-10 last year, made the program's first ever appearance in the Final Four. This year, Auburn has to replace an outstanding backcourt with guards Jared Harper and Bryce Brown, both leaving for the NBA, and also without Chuma Okeke, who was a first-round pick in this year's draft. The Tigers will open the season with a November 5th home game versus Georgia Southern. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, quick traffic update. This just coming in. Wreck eastbound I-10 between Range Line and the I-65 connection. So once again, eastbound between Range Line and 65, I-10 at a standstill. How many times do we have issues? That area, what, between Range Line and 65 on I-10.
Constantly.
It is. It's bad. Y'all take that into account. We'll get more from traffic coming up with Kane in just a second.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll look for clearing skies across the Gulf Coast today. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and cool, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and pleasant, with afternoon readings in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I've chosen Sayo City Hand and Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore. CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
Good morning from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue. It's been a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, school buses already traveling. Airport, Spring Hill, the Dolphin, and 65. No problems. Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Along Highway 90, Old Pass Cagoula and Theodore Dawes Road. CBD America at 5668 Old Highway 43 in Satsuma is the state's original CBD store. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or pain, you may receive relief with CBD America products. Call 675-4291. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening this week, you're invited to wear your purple and bring awareness to a notable cause which is impacting millions of people each day across our nation. October 24th is National Purple Thursday. Penelope House is asking you to wear your purple, post a picture of yourself in your purple on social media, and tag Penelope House with the following, quote, "I wear purple in support of National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, hashtag DVAM 2019 at Penelope House. The mission of Penelope House is to provide safety, protection, and support to the victims of domestic violence and their children through the provision, shelter, advocacy, and individual and community education. The goal is to see Mobile lit up in purple this Thursday. If you need help, there's a 24-hour crisis line available if you or someone you know needs help and are in a domestic violence situation. That number, 251-342-8994. On a lighter note, a new beer on the market has some saying cheers, but Alabama residents will have to wait a lot longer for the next round because of the high alcohol content. Samuel Adams has introduced their ultra-rare Utopias, but due to its high alcohol content of 28%, that beer cannot be sold in Alabama or 14 other states. Alcohol content over 14% is a no-go in the state of Alabama. So at 28% ABV, the brew is reminiscent, they say, of a rich vintage port, old cognac, or fine sherry with notes of dark fruit, subtle sweetness, and a deep, rich, malty smooth. If you want to enjoy the newest flavor of Utopias, only 77 wooden casks of Utopias were brewed, and you have to head to Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Vermont, and West Virginia, since they have lower alcohol content limits. According to Forbes, the 2019 edition is a blend of Samuel Adams' earlier extreme beers, all of which are aged in wooden bourbon casks with vanilla notes and nutty and dark fruit aromas. The beer comes in a 25.4-ounce custom bottle for $210. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Just saying. That's why he said that.
Because of the danger of this coming into Sam Adams, 28% alcohol by volume.
$210?
Yeah.
For a beer?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a... You don't chug this thing. You sip this thing. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way. Y'all stay close. News is next.